Blog Talk Radio.
Reading today from Men's Health Magazine, December 2015 edition. Monthly metrics. Screen savior. 82% of adults say people focused on their smartphones are conversation slayers. Your holiday rules. Taking photos, that's fine. Texting or surfing, big failure. CAT scan. 45% of all web traffic is pet related. More of a dog dude. Watch cats anyway. Viewing frolicking felines reportedly gives tired viewers an energy boost. Good gift graces. 80% of people prefer to be thanked in written form. But this year, go old school. Most folks would rather receive a handwritten gratitude than a text or an email. Rings true. 16% of marriage proposals are in December. Whether it's now or later, ask her parents' permission first. It's only proper. 77% of guys still do that. That crazy bastard career plan. Want to win friends and influence people at work? Show them your balls. A guy with no fear is a major threat as an enemy and a valuable asset as an ally, says Daniel M. Fesser, PhD, director of UCLA's Center for Behavior, Evolution, and Culture. Crazy bastard hypothesis posits that our primal wiring makes us give more respect to men who energize us in our modern tribes. Follow these steps to harness the theory in your own life. Choose your stunt. Earning maximum respect for a risky move is about more than just showing off your safety gear. A crazy bastard sends out what's called a compound signal. That vibe says he's not only fearless, but also seriously skilled. Forget bungee jumping. That will prove how well you're tethered. Master an extreme sport that calls for some skill, like downhill mountain biking, black diamond skiing, rock climbing, or earn pilot lessons. The message, you're gutsy and in control. Share highlights. After finding your niche, you'll want to telegraph your wild side, but smartly. If you act self-aggrandizing, you look less like a potential ally and more than a threat, Fesser says, or an injury risk. You sought proper training for your escapades, right? When asked about your weekend, go with the humble brag. Work in an offhand remark about the awesome views your thrilling endeavor provided. Make a sideshow of those views for your desktop, but keep the knucklehead pics off Instagram or Facebook. Let's see. Spin your failures. Men who drive fast will be considered crazy bastards, but those who get caught will be held in less regard. Yes, a $200 ticket signals that a risk was taken, but it also indicates sloppiness or recklessness. So whether your risk happens during sports or in a sports car, share only the successes. Consider any bruises or door dings badges of honor. Hospital stays or massive fines, not so much. Flubs ruin the message and that you're brave and competent. Stop complaining for a week. People, okay women, complain about my chronic griping, work, computer crashes, global warming, what the fuck? But here's an idea. What if I quit bitching cold turkey? Would the world suddenly go all rainbows and unicorns? On a recent Sunday night, I resolved to find out. I vowed not to complain for an entire week. I was pretty sure it was going to suck, you know, if you're still complaining. By 10 a.m. Monday, my dog had peed on my floor, and my supervisor stuck me with 2 months' worth of work to do in 2 weeks. I couldn't take it. I needed a loophole, or I was going to explode. My fix, writing down my beef and emailing it to myself. But as my wife and I watched TV before bed, I was still catching up on those emails. She eyed me suspiciously. "Who do you keep writing to?" she asked, in a tone that made it clear she suspected an affair. The next day, some ass face in a Hyundai cut me off as I drove my daughter to daycare. I had to fight the urge to honk and give him the finger. On Wednesday afternoon, some millennial dominated the lat pull-down machine for 3 sets of 20 without even checking behind him. That seemed ridiculous, but I smiled and whispered, "Namaste." My true proving ground for politeness came on Thursday night at a party with some former colleagues when I spotted a guy who'd fired me a few years ago. Despite having an obscenity-laden speech memorized for this very moment, I kept my distance and continued the cliched small talk. My reward, my wife told me that my newfound restraint was oddly charming. And I was starting to feel that way, too, especially after Saturday morning when she woke up and gave me a quickie. Sure, life seemed good, that is, until I found out that my hijinks might be killing me. Researchers in Germany discovered that people who repress their feelings may have a higher risk of developing such ills as hypertension and cancer. "You pay a price for squelching your dissatisfaction," says psychologist Guy Winch, PhD and author of The Squeaky Wheel, a book about complaining smarter. Turns out my instinct was right. Emailing beefs to yourself instead of vocalizing them is a coping technique for Winch, which he recommends. Ultimately, the act takes just enough time to make you learn to let the small stuff go. Besides, it tends to trigger screen ads about stuff that annoy you, so you automatically become more selective about your grumblings. Who can be bummed about that? Do you have what it takes to be a male porn star? Having sex for a living sounds like every man's wet dream. But you need more than a stippy and a silly porn name to land a spot in a casting couch. Male stars must be well endowed and perform a sexathon of erotic test on demand, says industry vet Adam Glasser, who runs a Seymour Butts production company. If you meet the prerequisites, Glasser says, it might be the right time for you to nail your own role. 9, minimum penis size in inches when erect. 2, maximum time in minutes to achieve erection. 90, minutes of continuous arousal during sex. 4.75, tablespoons of ejaculate per session. Distance in feet to ejaculate, 6. Jimmy the bartender. Straight up advice on women work and other stuff that screws up men's lives. Should I worry about my girlfriends always going out for drinks with their coworkers? P.S. They're all guys. How the hell should I know? I don't know your girlfriend or her coworkers. Do you? But if she's spending as much time with the guys as you say she is, then don't sit at home worrying like a wuss. Next time, invite yourself along and see how she reacts. Maybe you'll make new friends once you get acquainted with her crew. You'll know whether or not to worry. Dad still likes to shoot hoops with me, but he doesn't move like he used to. Do I school him or take a dive? Either seems like a lose-lose. Think back when you were a kid. You had no idea that your pop was tossing bricks and letting you win. Why? Because you didn't know any better back then. But who does? If you try that stuff now, he ain't going to like it one bit. The man's no fool. So play the game the way he taught you. And if you win, tell him that you learned from the best. Then gloat a little. Maybe it'll remind him of the old days and lessen the sting of being an old fart. Oh, and try not to hack your dad. It hurts more at his age. Jimmy Rule number 37. If you have to remind everybody that you're in charge, then you're probably not. I feel like a fraud with this Santa Claus shtick. My kid's six, and I can't just tell. Why can't I just tell him the truth? Fraud is Bernie Madoff and Charles Ponzi, not Carl from Lubbock. And guess what? Kids figure out the Santa thing on their own. Come on, one Rudolph, billions of rooftops, round fellow, skinny chimney. Sooner or later, those big fat holes in the story will dawn on him. But for now, your boy thinks the world is a magical place. If he questions you point blank, go ahead and tell level with him. But if he doesn't, play along. What's the harm? Take him to the mall and see Chris up close if that's what he wants to do. If you wreck the fun, he'll blame you. That'll hurt you way more than another few years of make-believe. Jimmy calls bullshit on working from home. The other day, one of my regulars comes in early and he hit a wall at work, he says. He figured he'd take a break. Then he drops this, I'm working from home today as long as I keep answering emails. Nobody's the wiser. Of course, he's thinking at 3 o'clock, real players need FaceTime with their boss and the boss's boss. That's how promotions happen. This guy, he's going nowhere except to the end of my bar, and I'm the only one cashing in. While my neighbors were out of town, their 15-year-old son threw a big rocking party until 3 a.m. Do I tell them? A good neighbor doesn't tell another man how to run his home, but he does alert him to unusual events. Is this loud music at 3 a.m. common in your street? No. Then casually clue the parents in, without accusing their kid of being a screw-up, even if he is. If you say nothing, they probably won't hold it against you, but they don't necessarily think highly of you either. Hell, you're doing the kid a favor. Being considerate of others is an important lesson, and it'd be okay if he'd learned that the hard way. I fooled around with a coworker on a business trip, and I'm worried my wife will find out. Should I fess up? Walk into your coworker's office, shut the door, and tell her it was a mistake. Say it like you mean it. It can't happen again. Now get a read on her. Does she agree? Has she blabbed? Will she? If she regrets it too, then you can shake on a vow of silence. But if she's casual about it and seems to think it's the start of an affair, then you're in a pickle, my friend. I'd come clean with the wife. You'd have better odds of dodging divorce if she hears it from you than if she gets the news from someone else. So, was it worth it? Was it worth it? Where? Then do this. Oh, fuck fixes. Some moments you live for, others you should just want to survive intact. Our man manual, the big book of uncommon knowledge, out now, can help you do just that. Oh, fuck, you just whacked your thumb with a hammer. The fix. Raise a tenderized meat. Your tenderized meat above your heart and squeeze it tip gently for 5 minutes. The elevation and pressure will discourage blood flow to the area, reducing swelling, bruising, bleeding, and pain. Ice it if you can. Extra points if you can give anyone a thumbs up afterward. Oh, fuck. You need relief in the backcountry. Find a secluded area at least 200 feet from a water source. Use a sharp rock or stick and dig an 8-inch deep hole. Now drop your drawers and assume the low surface squat, butt below your knees, your arms extended for balance. Clean up with a broadleaf greenery, but not poison ivy. Now buckle up and bury everything, including your shame. Oh, fuck. You have to jump in from a second-story window. Hang on a ledge, so if you're closer to the ground looking for an awning, bushes and a vat of female mud wrestlers, anything to cushion a fall. Try to land on the balls of your feet, and when you make contact with the ground, bend your knees slightly, and you use your hands to break the ball. Tuck forward into a shoulder roll and say, ta-da! Let's see what else we can find in here. Oh, we're looking. Looking. I ain't found nothing yet. Didn't have time to do all my research. The Imperfect Guy's Guide to Perfect Health. Oh, I wish. Won't sit up straight. Fail to floss daily. You're forgiven. Our experts say these six quick fixes are the next best thing. I truly hope that through my continued training, tenacity, and perseverance, Usain Bolt will always beat me in the men's 100. From things Justin Gatlin never thought to himself. At what point in your life did you strive to be second best? When has any successful guy ever done that, for that matter? Coming in second can suck. The trophy's less grand, the medal is precious, and the attention is gulp applause polite, if that. We're here to tell you that the competition against disease, the smart guys go for silver, because when men try to fail and bring home the gold in health, they risk getting dead last. Let's say you don't floss every day and never will. Instead of simply accepting your peril, you do something for your gums almost as good. Or maybe can't be bothered with the tally up the number of footsteps you take in a typical day. No problem. You can still enjoy the benefits in a way that doesn't require any counting to 10,000. Isn't that the second best strategies described in the following page? Better than doing nothing, even though they are. They're so damn good for you. No matter what Usain Bolt is up to, you'll still be enjoying your place on the podium for years to come. Okay, let's see what he's talking about. If you can't take at least 10,000 steps every day, put down the pedometer and start your stopwatch. You can reap the same health benefits by counting minutes instead. Can you manage 3 10-minute brisk walks a day? In a Norwegian study, older men did precisely that 6 days a week. Cut the risk of dying from any cause during the study by 40%. If you can't apply sunscreen on your entire face, at least cover your cancer magnets, your nose, eyelids, and lips. Your snoz is the most common place in your face for basal cell carcinoma, while 5 to 10% of all skin cancers occur on eyelids. Men are more likely than women to develop tumors on their smackers. Swipe Badger Sports Sunscreen Face Stick, SPF 35, $10 at badgerbalm.com onto all three hotspots, and then slip on some UV blocking shades. If you get to floss daily on a daily basis, you can either pick your teeth or pick a set of dentures. The denture pick removes the food particles that are squishing and spitting around that can't budge. Rubber bristles simulate your gums and flunk for gunk, Dr. Gray says. Research shows that interdental excavators are just as good as flossing, reducing the plaque, and preventing gingivitis. If you can't have sex at least 3 times a week, ha 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 ha, you're not alone. Here's what you're missing, besides the obvious. A reduced risk of erectile dysfunction. Director of Sexual Health and Medicine at Cornell Medical College, his prescription, thrice weekly orgasms. Hit the gym too. Men who log at least 2 hours of strenuous exercise each week have harder erections than less active dudes, reports Duke University researchers. If you don't sit up straight at your desk, compensate by bending over backward. Slouching can decondition your back muscles, deplete energy, and cause piss-poor moods. Can't walk it off? Then stand up and place your hands on your hips. Now slowly bend. Do this a few times every hour and undo the habit from your hunching, says Evan Johnson, director of physical therapist at New York Presbyterian Hospital Spine Center. If you can't rally yourself to cook your own meals, stop inviting extra calories to dinner. Folks who eat fast food 3 or 4 times a week are 81% more likely to be obese than those who eat it less than once a week. Plan ahead. In 2014, an appetite study, people who checked the menu online before ordering their meals got 145 fewer calories than others who grabbed without much thought. I have what? Exploding head syndrome. As you're drifting into sleep, you hear a loud noise. To think a cannon blast or gunshot, but that jolts you awake. Hey, I've had that happen to me before. It only sounds like you blew your top. Exploding head syndrome is thought to occur when the first part of your brain helps control your sleep-wake cycle, briefly fails to mute your auditory neurons. Well, that might happen in good old multiple sclerosis. As a result, you experience an activity boost that you hear as a detonation, according to the research at Washington State University. One study suggests about 14% of young adults may be affected. Though the frequency of episodes varies, anxiety, poor sleep habits, sleep disorders are thought to be setting off the cranium bombs, says the study author Brian Sharpless. If you regularly wake up with a bang, see a doctor. Calcium channel blockers and antidepressants can help defuse the problem. But if it also hurts like something went off in your head, go to the ER. You may have a more serious problem, like a brain hemorrhage. Brain hemorrhages. When the deep white matter in the subcortical part of your brain, that could result in early death. What's on our mind during sex? We asked 2,500 women to reveal their mid-romp thoughts. Listen up and learn and enjoy sex even more. Ask a man to describe his thought process while he's having sex and you'll get this. Crap, hang on, wait, not yet. Followed by flashbacks to the 2008 World Series and his 8th grade algebra teacher. What's in her head, on the other hand, might be more useful. Women's health readers are eager to share, minute by minute, taking whatever's in our mind, in your minds during sex can be the final frontier about satisfying a relationship. Turn the page to read sexual subtitles. Okay. Damn, you're good. You look good in that t-shirt. 45 seconds. Given 6 choices, 30% of women's health readers are surveyed, say muscular arms are the biggest physical turn-on. Broad shoulders came in at 25%. As for that elusive six-pack, only 6% of women put that first on their wish list. So until your hammer curls pay off, wear fitted shirts that hug your guns. No more than 2 fingers should fit in an armhole. Or try a raglan tee to create a contrast between broadening your shoulders and chest. Fakes and faves. What 2,500 women told us. If you faked it and he asked would you say, I tell him the truth, 27%. 7% other. 32% I'd lie and tell him he was great. 34% I'd sugarcoat it and say it was close. What's your favorite classic sex position? 30% doggy style. 29% girl on top. 21% missionary. 6% on your sides. 69% 4% and reverse cowgirl 3%. You want to do what to my sweet ass? Many women find that pressure of talking dirty interrupts progress to a screaming orgasm. What they'd most like to do to hear moans and groans. Men typically aren't as vocal as women, so they charge clear signs that she's doing something right. If you prefer being more explicit, just keep it PG-13. About 20% of women say a simple, you're so damn hot, or that feels amazing. That will do the trick. Spend more time on my nipples, please. It's science. Nipple stimulation activates the same sensory and region in the brain as clitoral, vaginal, or cervical stimulation. Besides the genitalia, that's the yes please spot for 4 in 10 women surveyed. Start slowly, kissing the tops and sides of her breast. As she becomes more aroused, inch toward her nipples. Slow down, cowboy. This is getting good. Tongue-tied. Pace yourself. Nearly 1 in 4 women said men should spend more time on oral sex, and the common tip was slow down and be more gentle. Consider yourself a pleasure provider. Take your time and don't go right for the clitoris. Warm up, she says. Make slow circular motions with your fingers outside of her vagina and move steadily inward, teasing her with your tongue. Ooh. You take control, I'll just enjoy myself. Only 29% of women call the girl on top their favorite position, but that still leaves plenty of other options. More than half said they prefer the man to be either very or mostly dominant in bed. So bring on the missionary. Lots of women love the intimacy and eye contact. Keep the focus on deeper thrusts that provide more contact, or raise yourself up while you're coming down into her, which will increase the likelihood of a reaching orgasm. Oh, geez, he's going to come so soon. Good news, 7 out of 10 women health readers are satisfied with how long men last in bed. Bad news, even if she's not satisfied, it could be hard to tell. Women tend to realize it quickly if they're going to have to not going to climax, so they fake it to bring an end to sex. If she's stressed out, try talking during foreplay. Brain chemistry lowers inhibitions during arousal, so it's a good time to have every sexy conversation. As you kiss and touch, you can ask her what she likes and doesn't like. I need to help myself here. If she reaches down to stimulate herself, don't take it personally. According to our survey, 19% of women almost always take matters into their own hands. Nearly half do it sometimes, less than 10% want to hold back. Researchers in Canada found that some women hesitate for fear of hurting his self-esteem, even though men generally like the idea. More power needed. About 3/4 of women we asked don't use sex toys, but of those, 30% said they'd like to start. What's her vibe? Here's a guide. Nearly 1/3 of women who surveyed don't use a vibrator, but are curious. So buzz up one of these, or what the heck, all three. Beginner's bullet. Reasonably priced and a great sex toy for newbies. The Trojan vibrator bullet with 4 levels of intensity, and it's so small you can place it between your bodies during sex. Small wonder. Like its predecessor, the Lily Tube vibrator looks like a purple tongue and vibrates like St. Andrew's Fault, but it also emits your choice of aromas. Remote control Wii Vibe 4 Plus fits in her vagina, but it still leaves room for you. If you're not around, you can operate it remotely through your smart. Well, I guess that's our show for today. Thanks for listening. I hope you learned something. I had a little bit of fun, too. See you next time. Have a great day, great night, wherever you are. Bye.